Welcome back. This is an interesting episode of Rapture Watch. We thank the Lord for Professor Wilson's impartation of this scientific knowledge that so many of us do not have. But it doesn't end there. Sir, we came across a video of scientific analysis of how life would be by the year 2025. So we would love for you and the Bride of Christ watching us now to watch this video, and so that our pastor could make conclusions based on the facts we have before us. Sit back and enjoy this video.
Hey, do you remember yourself 10 years ago? The world around you was very different from now, wasn't it? No wonder. The 21st century is the age of rapid technological progress, and we're advancing at a mind-blowing rate. So, what do you think our world will look like by 2025? It's only a little bit more than 5 years from now, but by various accounts, it's going to be really exciting in 5 years. Let's see. Solar panels will beat fossil fuels in energy output, becoming the largest source of energy on the planet. Researchers from Thomson Reuters are sure this will happen because of new and modernized materials. With those, solar panels will be able to absorb much more sunlight, and even when it's overcast. Augmented and virtual reality will become a thing. Today it's a pretty new and raw technology, but 5 years from now, it will already be something everyone uses in their everyday lives. For example, you'll be able to have a virtual tour around a hotel before booking a room in it. Or how about taking a good look at 3D models of all goods in a store before adding them to your cart? Handy. Speaking of augmentations, people themselves will become enhanced. Microchips embedded into your skin instead of a paper or plastic ID. Bionic limbs having all the functions real arms and legs possess. Implants improving the work of internal organs, you name it. By 2025, all this and more will become available to the masses. And from then on, it'll only get cheaper and more popular. The problem of traffic jams will either be solved altogether or very close to it. With the growing demand for driverless cars and even flying cars, I can't wait. The human factor will decrease dramatically. And since it's the main reason why traffic congestion even exists, big cities will finally enjoy relatively free roads and we'll all be able to get things done on time. Can't wait for that. By the way, gasoline fuel would become a fading memory by 2025. Electric and hydrogen-powered vehicles will push gas-powered ones further and further out of the market. Also, solar-powered cars will probably emerge, gradually replacing all the rest. Just imagine, a car that only requires sunlight and some time to charge before you can go wherever you please. No more running out of fuel in the middle of nowhere. The Internet of Things, or IoT, will be omnipresent. Smart homes, smart offices, whole smart buildings, literally everything will be connected with everything else, separated only by closed internal networks. Living alone, yet coming home from work with a hot dinner and a clean house, will become a reality. Everything will be done automatically, following just a few flicks of your finger over the smartphone or tablet screen. The internet will become truly global. Today, only 3 billion people in the world have constant access to the web, while the other 5 billion have either limited access or none at all. Several large companies like Google, Facebook, and SpaceX are already working together on a project that will bring the internet to everyone on the planet at speeds over 1 megabit per second. By 2025, it will surely be implemented. Artificial intelligence will make a huge leap forward. In 5 years' time, the AI will not only be able to answer simple questions and follow your commands, but it will also become deeper and more inquisitive itself. It'll probably even be able to talk to you. Not like Siri does today, but rather like Tony Stark's Jarvis. In short, it will become everyone's ultimate helper. Medicine won't stay where it is either. Even now, more and more advancements are made in this crucial field, and in 5 years, doctors will find solutions to the most important issues we're currently facing. These include a cure for cancer and AIDS, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and many other conditions that have plagued humans for a long time already. Of course, it's not as easy as it sounds, and it won't be cheap at first, But the main thing is that answers will be found, and the rest is a matter of time. Human genome will most probably be cracked, and only ethical issues will remain before genetic modifications of people become available. With those, we'll be able to get rid of pretty scary genetic conditions in children even before they're born. Scientists all over the world discuss this possibility even today. So, by 2025, the question should have a definite answer. Plastic will finally become a thing of the past. The same Thomson Reuters report I told you about earlier says that by 2025, biodegradable materials based on cellulose will replace plastic packaging for all purposes. No more littering the soil and the oceans. We'll be making a huge step towards a greener planet. And the new material will feel like plastic, by the way, so you won't even notice the difference. A little bit of sci-fi for you. Teleportation and time travel won't be a myth any longer. Scientists have recently discovered that quantum teleportation is possible, while others made an experiment where particles returned to their previous state, making it seem like time traveling for them. The researchers stress that quantum experiments can't prove that these things can actually be repeated in the material world. And of course, we won't be able to go to the past or teleport around the world in 5 years' time. But the concept itself will become more real either way. With genetic modification becoming commonplace, modified crops will be grown indoors. Changes to the plant's DNA will make them more resilient and less prone to failure, while at the same time increasing the yield. The times when GMOs were up for debate will have long since gone, and everyone will be able to literally taste the progress. Robots will take over the most menial jobs on the market, making humans turn their attention to more intellectual tasks and opening new opportunities for avid learners. Everything that can be done by robots will not require human assistance any longer. However, in some spheres, these robotic workers won't be completely autonomous. They will have to be manipulated by people, either directly or by programming them to do the required stuff. That will open up new jobs, so no need to fear that robots will take away from us and add to the unemployment rate. Speaking of learning, acquiring new skills will be much easier in 5 years than today. With the development of AR and VR, of which I told you earlier on, even the most practical skills will stop needing your actual presence in the room with your teacher. Want to learn how to drive a car? Here's a simulator, right in the comfort of your home. Perhaps such a method of learning won't be too widespread yet, but it will definitely start taking over the minds of people and get more and more popular with every passing year. Machine learning will also make large progress. Things like near-perfect electronic translators, navigation systems that adapt to your driving style, and other gadgets and software will make our everyday lives much easier. We'll be able to communicate with anyone we want almost without the language barrier and do our routine stuff quickly and without any discomfort. And it's all thanks to clever machines that teach themselves off their surroundings and the decisions taken, either by humans or around them, or by the machine itself. 5G mobile internet connection will be a common thing in most technologically advanced countries and cities. With 4G, it takes up to an hour to download a movie from the web. 5G takes it to a whole new level, downloading the same movie in just a few seconds. The connection speed of this network is simply astounding, and it allows all kinds of things to be done, from real-time broadcasting of sports events, like it was done during the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang in 2018, to long-distance manipulation of robot surgeons by actual doctors. Blockchain will become the preferred method of transferring money and valuable assets between people and organizations. You must have heard about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Those are based on the blockchain technology. In short, it allows you to get rid of the middleman while transferring your money, making the operation secure and direct. For example, when you make a transfer from card to card, your bank plays the role of that middleman. It tracks all your transactions and can block your account if you do something it thinks is suspicious. With blockchain, nobody but you knows of your operations, which makes it pretty awesome. You know your money is always in your hands. until you spend it. And finally, entertainment will become even more diverse with growth and popularity of space tourism. Right now, entrepreneurs like Richard Branson and Elon Musk are only getting ready to launch their first space tours, and they'll only be affordable for the wealthiest. But by 2025, the cost of it will slowly start to decrease as the whole process will become more easily performed. I'm not saying we'll all be able to see the stars firsthand. It'll still be very expensive, but it will be a beginning. And who knows? Maybe in another decade, we'll be riding rockets into orbit like we fly in airplanes today.
Very enlightening, interesting, and scary. Sir, please, what is going on? You are a pastor. What is going on in the world today, sir?
You can see in all these is attempt of man to put away God.
The attempt of man to put away
to
God.
To put away God. Will you need God again, sir, with all this?
Sir, it's like the rapture should even wait. Let's enjoy this society.
But I show you something. Let's read some scriptures.
Okay, sir.
Proverbs chapter 19.
Proverbs chapter 19. And verse what, sir?
Verse 21.
Proverbs 19:21.
Yes.
There are many devices in a man's heart. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand.
Whatever are your devices.
Here it goes.
Go to chapter 16 again, Proverbs.
Yes, sir.
And verse 9.
Proverbs 16, verse 9.
Yes.
A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directed his steps.
Okay, now. And maybe one more. Proverbs 21 and verse 2.
Proverbs 21 verse 2.
Yes.
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts.
The Lord pondereth the hearts. Listen, Brother Lumide.
I'm with you, sir.
This is Rapture Watch. And a lot of these things we read are, you know, part of the end time signs.
Yes,
when I say end time, that is the time allotted to man before he puts a stop to what they are doing. Daniel was given an agenda.
Amen.
And in chapter 12 of a program that concerns Israel, and there was that statement in verse 4.
Daniel 12 verse 4.
Yes.
But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book.
That is the revelation that he got. Just keep it first. Till when?
Even to the time of the end.
Till when?
To the time of the end.
The time of the end. Are we in the end now?
Amen.
Now watch a sign of the end.
Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased.
One end time sign is the increase of knowledge. Which, in this short video, you can see it is about knowledge. But nothing is new in the earth. Knowledge shall increase. What does the increase of knowledge do? You know, it leads to godlessness. And what happens? God ends that dispensation. God ends that period. Let's go back a little bit to Genesis chapter 6.
Genesis chapter 6.
That is very instructive there for us to know. It is Rapture Watch.
Amen.
If you read it from verse 1, let's read it from verse 1. Listen very carefully.
And
after, because the knowledge that God will not allow man to reach is the effect of the mixture. Satan knew what he was doing when he made that mixture between
the sons of God and the daughters of men
to mix together.
So hybridization did not start.
Hybridization started from the Garden of Eden.
And God hates it.
And God hates it.
My Lord.
What happened? Hybridization. Hybrid. Genetically modified organisms. That knowledge comes from a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That tree, it is scientific knowledge.
Amen.
There is a scientific knowledge. And this scientific knowledge, the brain behind it is not God. Because it is intended to do two things. To produce a godless society and also a lawless society. He succeeded in the Garden of Eden. Hybridization started from the Garden of Eden and produced a product of the mating of the serpent with Eve. Now, if you don't believe this doctrine, it is what Apostle Paul says, if our gospel be hid, what did he say?
It is hid to them that are lost.
It is hidden to them that are lost.
Whom the God of this world has blinded their mind.
Second
Corinthians 4 verse 3.
Please read it. Second Corinthians
chapter 4 verse 3.
Yes.
But if our gospel be hid.
If this gospel of salvation, if this gospel of the mystery of redemption, if you cannot see it,
it is it to them that are lost.
Only those that are doomed.
In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them.
No, again, in whom what?
In whom the God of this world.
In whom what?
The God of this world.
Who is the God of this world? Matthew. Who is the God of this world that has blinding
the minds of them that believe not?
Of them that believe it not. Go to Matthew chapter 4. I think verse 8.
Matthew 4, 8. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain.
Yes.
And showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them.
Yes.
And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me.
Hey! Why? Because they belong to him.
Yeah. The one in Luke 4, 4 says.
Now, maybe that is clearer. Maybe that is clearer. The one in Luke. Yes.
Luke chapter 4. Verse 5 and 6. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
Can you see all the kingdoms of the world? Yes.
And the devil said unto
him, hear what he said.
All the power will I give thee. All this power will I give thee.
Yes.
And the glory of them.
Yes.
For that is delivered unto me.
Is delivered unto me.
And to whomsoever I will, I give it.
So who is the God of this world?
Satan.
It's Satan.
Amen and amen.
The God of this world. Blinding them. What did he blinding them with? With knowledge. Which knowledge? Scientific knowledge. Scientific knowledge. You have to catch that. Now, if you read where this mix, what he wanted to achieve, and how God pulled the string off them.
Yes, sir.
From verse 1.
Genesis 6. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years.
It has to be reduced. Longevity began to reduce. From people living 900 years, 800 years, 700 years, a mixture has taken place. It produces death. It is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The day you eat thereof, that day ye shall die. Man began to die when they begin to go scientific.
Man began to die when they begin to
When they begin to live their life by science. Because in every scientific invention, there is something good there, but death is in there.
Knowledge of good and evil.
Every, can you mention any you can think of? Every invention you know. We are in a studio now, and we are having electricity, giving us light and power and everything. Are you not enjoying it?
Yes, sir.
We're enjoying the air conditioner in the studio.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now. But in there, put your finger somewhere there, you die. Electricity produces light and death. Is it aircraft for movement? Let one pin come out, you are dead.
Even the pollution.
All the factories that are producing whatever you are producing, what they are emitting outside is causing death.
Radiation from our cell phone.
Our phones that are so wonderful, we are carrying about, communication is so easy. Radiation is killing us every day. And many more.
Wow.
Mention every scientific invention. Beautiful, wonderful, but in it is death. Therefore, lifespan reduced to 120 years. By the time they got to the wilderness, past the wilderness, went to the promised land, God told them now reduced to 70 years. If you live beyond 70 years, you are over time. Now, go up verse 4.
There were giants in the earth in those days.
Now, what produced the giant is GMO.
Hey.
Genetically modified, the modified human beings.
Gene therapy.
Something created, something produced the giant.
Hey.
There was genetic mutations. There was genetic interference.
Genetic modifications.
Modification.
Yes, sir.
There were genetic modifications. Because then they went to the laboratory so that they can create giants. And they are getting to it now. Again. When they modify your gene, they will also determine your height. They want to determine your height, your size, whatever it is.
Your smartness and things like that. Your
intellect, your everything. So there were giants in the earth in those days.
And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old.
They will be talking about, is it the Nephilims?
Yes, the Nephilims.
The Nephilims, the angels came and met them with human beings, and then they produced giants. The same people want to divert your attention from what is happening. Well, Gospel according to science, we can now understand why they were giants.
My Lord and God.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great.
It produced wickedness. Okay.
And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Can't you see that the end has come? It's a sign of the end. Go on.
And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth.
Okay.
And it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowl of the air. For it repented me that I have made them.
And verse 8.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
And in verse 13, God told Noah.
And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before
me. The end of all flesh is come before me.
For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
And did he destroy them?
He did.
He destroyed them. But he started another. He destroyed them and he did not destroy Satan. Who is the fountain of scientific knowledge?
The tree.
That was the language of William Brown when he said, he used the word, he said, education is of the devil. It's of the devil. Now, people did not understand what he's saying. So people begin to remove their children from school and the followers of that ministry. What he was trying to tell you is the effect of knowledge. The author of it is Satan. After he destroyed that, we move on to chapter 11. Man begin to increase on the earth with Noah.
Okay.
Beginning from Noah,
Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Then what happened from verse 1?
Genesis 11 from verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech.
Because they are all from Noah now.
And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. And they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar.
Listen, read that verse 3 again. Listen very well, Issachar brother.
And they said one to another.
They said one to another.
Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar.
At verse 3, the people didn't know why they were making bricks. Make bricks, and they were making the bricks. Oh, what is it? Oh, solid things. But it was meant for something. After they got to know the technology, make bricks, yes. What is telling you here in verse 3 is that they developed a technology for making bricks. Then in verse 4.
And they said, hey, sir. Okay.
And my father, said, my father.
Hallelujah.
Hey, our eyes of understanding, he has opened up. Read verse 4.
And they said,
after they got the technology of making burnt bricks.
Mm. Let us build us a city and a tower.
Okay.
Whose top may reach unto heaven.
Okay.
And let us make us a name. Lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth.
Oh, is that not beautiful?
Very, very beautiful.
Oh, very beautiful. Mm. Verse 5.
And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may now understand
one another's speech. In verse 6, and the Lord said, behold,
the people is one.
Yes.
And they have all one language.
And now, see one statement there. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. And we know the story.
Mm.
And that was the building
the Tower of Babel.
To reach where? Heaven. So that whatever heaven does, they too can do it here.
Mm.
Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
What did God do when he reached that stage where they now want to play God?
Scattered them.
He scattered them.
Mm. They all have one language.
The end came.
Language of science and technology.
The whole language of science, technology. Computer. Artificial intelligence. Everything you can think of.
Mm.
And from that time, even in that confusion, man has not given up. The reason is because the spirit concerned.
The tree of knowledge of good and evil.
The tree of knowledge of good, the source of the knowledge of good and evil is Satan that produced science.
Mm.
Now, time has come again. We are now hearing of hybrid and GMO.
Mm.
Knowledge shall increase.
Mm.
Knowledge shall increase. And this became a sign for the end time. If you read Luke 17, verse 26.
Luke 17, verse 26.
Yes.
Says, and as it was in the days of Noah.
As it was in the days of Noah. Another sign.
So shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
Now, we always jump to the next verse. Marrying and being married.
Mm.
Living one to life. But there is something else as in the days of Noah that made God to end that generation.
Mm.
It was the period where knowledge had gone so much.
Mm.
It was the period of hybridization.
Mm.
It was the period of genetically modified organisms.
Mm.
It was the period of high scientific knowledge. That was the period. And if he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can now see, now that we are getting, they are popularizing, they are now focusing their research and everything on GMO, and you can see that most of the products will go to supermarkets and other markets to buy. They are all GMO products. Most of them are GMO products. You see where the world is going to. Now they are going to gene therapy. They are now going to... They've started modifying plants.
And animals.
Then they moved to animals. And their target is not plant and animal.
That's right.
The target is a human being. God's own creature that was created in his knowledge. God, he hates the mix.
Mm.
You are to bring forth after your kind.
That's the law of nature.
It is the law of nature.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It is the law of nature. And anytime there is a mixture, there is no life. It cannot reproduce itself. You know, there's no life. Can't reproduce itself. And that is exactly what Satan has also achieved spiritually in the church. Mix. Matthew 13, verse 33.
Matthew 13, 33.
Yes.
Okay. Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal.
Yes.
See, the whole was leavened.
And we know what it is, the 3 works of grace.
Yes, sir.
That's what happened.
And that mixture.
Exactly. That was the mixture. And that's the reason why James says, friendship of this world, James chapter 4, is enmity with God. Because there is the God of this world. Yes.
Read James 4.
Yes.
From verse 4.
Yes.
Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
Okay. You see? That is why we must stand out as Christians. Do everything and not, you know, live with the thinking of the world. Be more heaven-bound. Immediately he sent his children to the land of Canaan. The first commandment he gave them that they should not yoke themselves in marriage with those who Canaanites.
Separate.
You are to separate yourself from them. And each time they did that, it produced death. Ahab married a Jezebel. You saw what happened? Death. Samson married a Philistine. You see what happened? Death. You know. You see, one day, 24,000 died when they go to mix themselves. You see how the sons of God marry the daughters of men. You know what that language means? You saw what they produced. Canaanites.
Wow.
Animal nature. That Satan can anoint with his scientific knowledge and then let them go the way they go. A godless society. And what does the Bible say? We should not be equally yoked. And therefore, we are to come out. It is separation time. And that is the fulfillment of the only prophecy that I know John the Baptist gave, which makes him more than a prophet. More than a prophet. In Matthew chapter 3.
Yes, sir.
Verse 11 and verse 12.
Matthew 3, 11, 12.
Yes.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Now verse 12.
Whose fan is
there
in his hand.
There is a fan in his hand.
And he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Okay, because this mixture, there must be separation. The same thing he did in the Garden of Eden. Came to the church again and sowed tares among the wheat that the owner of the farm planted and mixed them until you don't even know who is a Christian and who is not a Christian. You go to a church now, is this a church or a nightclub? Is it a social club or a spiritual club, a spiritual gathering? And they polluted everything, but the foundation of God stands sure. Having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. And he will use his fan and cause a separation. And that fan, he called them the reapers. The separation is going on now. And part of this separation is what we are doing. We are also reapers. Separating God's children through rapture watch. Positioning ourselves like Noah went among that evil generation. There was a Noah.
Amen.
In this age there will also be a Noah, and we have that Noah.
Amen.
Telling you, come into the boat, and that boat is Christ. And unless you are in Christ, destruction awaits you.
Amen.
So that you will also understand the internet of things, that is what they are going into, IoT. You see, when they launched internet, they knew what they were going. All those satellites that are there in the air. And then, because without those satellites, they cannot achieve whatever they want to achieve. Even the 5G has to do with the satellite. Whatever they do, whatever communication has to do with the satellite, unknown to them, this is what is awaiting them in 2 Peter chapter 3.
Oh my God.
In 2 Peter.
2 Peter chapter 3.
Yes. And verse 10.
But the day of the Lord will come.
There is a day of the Lord.
In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that therein shall be burned up.
Read that again.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away.
When you say the heavens, here is the atmosphere above us, that is what it means, shall pass away with
a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent
heat. What are the elements that are hanging there? The satellites that are hanging there.
The earth also and the works that
we melt with fervent heat.
Up.
Then the earth here, where you put your transponders and your receivers and your laboratories, what will happen?
And the works that then shall be burned up.
Okay. They'll be destroyed. Like it did in the days of Noah. Wipe all of them away. Fire is coming to wipe this earth. But before that fire comes, he will harvest his own.
Amen.
That refuse to follow that nonsense.
Sir, I want to ask you some questions. Firstly, genetically modified individuals are coming up. But it's interesting, I saw what you pointed out in Genesis 11.
Yes.
They didn't know, they discovered the technology before the purpose was made clear.
So that you will know that when the time comes for the mark of the beast, nobody will escape it. If you don't take the mark, you will neither sell nor buy.
Okay. So all these technological advancements to make life better.
That is what they present to you. But unknown to them, it is to fulfill an agenda. When serpent introduced sex for pleasure, it was for pleasure. That is what he knew. But that demon that was pushing him had an agenda that fornicator did not know. His fornicator is just enjoying, but he does not know. That is why God hates fornication. Because it will produce all the nonsense that is going on.
Knowledge of good and evil. So this thing will always come good.
Yes.
But behind it is an evil agenda.
Thank you. You catch it.
My Lord and God. I'm afraid. You know, with this knowledge, starting from Professor Wilson and then the video we just saw.
Yes.
I'm afraid, how is it expected for Christians to live in these perilous times?
Go to that 2 Peter chapter 3.
Okay.
Verse 11.
2 Peter 3:11.
Yes.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
Okay.
What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
In all what?
Holy
the lifestyle that we live and in godliness.
Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of
Is
God.
Is that not what we're doing now? Telling the people,
wearing the heavens being on fire,
being on fire, they'll be dissolved,
and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
Okay,
nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth,
glory be to
wherein
God.
Dwelleth righteousness.
Wherefore,
beloved,
that is your answer.
Seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.
And
an account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation.
Is to make you to be saved. Go on, please.
Even as our beloved brother Paul,
including
also,
William Brown,
according to the wisdom given unto him and written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things are to be.
How did you understand by even enter messenger believer?
Which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction.
Thank you. You see? Now, verse 17, let's conclude that statement.
Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness.
But
grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever.
I have answered your question. Let
me be more practical.
Okay.
Then what should be our reaction to this technological advancement?
Watch what they are doing.
Because now we are seeing these vaccines could be used to genetically modify an individual.
Yes.
So, in other words, if I have this knowledge, I should not submit myself to any vaccine.
It's not every vaccine you should submit yourself to.
Okay.
But now there's another danger. Let's take COVID-19 for instance.
Okay.
Every country, if ever a vaccine is approved by the World Health Organization, every country we put it before you enter their country. I'm talking about travelers. Before you enter their country, there must be evidence that you have taken that vaccine. So,
no way of escape.
No way of escape. You must travel.
That's true.
Therefore, and what they're telling you, they're doing it for health purpose.
Good. For something good.
For something good. Now, but one thing I believe is that we are moving somewhere. We are in the world. First Corinthians chapter 5.
First Corinthians 5.
Yeah, verse 9.
Verse 9. Okay. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators.
Yes.
Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters. For then must he needs go out of the world.
So, and we will not go out of the world. So, we will still be mixing with them. But in mixing with them, you still stand out.
You know, you've taught us time and again that the mark of the beast will not be affected on the rapture.
That's where I'm going.
Okay, sir.
That's where I'm going. I said, while the stage is getting set with these vaccines that are coming up, I want you to note, you will not escape the vaccines they give you that have a negative effect on your health. Like Professor Wilson was trying to explain. We also see life expectancy is reducing. The experiments will be going on with human beings. Remember that before it is even accepted as usually 5G, you can see the 5G technology, you know, it hooked, they put, you know, a break to it because of the COVID-19 being associated with it. So there will always be that fight. There will always be the two groups, the proponents, the opposers, and, you know, opponents. And so it will take some time. But concerning for the health reasons, please, Bride of Jesus Christ, take the vaccines for now. Because the vaccine that the Antichrist will use, if it is a vaccine, it is all theory. If it is a vaccine, it will not take effect until after the rapture.
Okay.
But for the mark of the beast, but for whatever else they want to achieve before the culmination, the incarnation of that demon, that beast personified in a man, before that time, there are other effects that this vaccine will have. But I'm telling you that even now, our lifestyle will be regulated. We as Christians, it shall be regulated. There's nothing you can do, because they will have machines to know whether you have taken the vaccine or not.
No.
Will you not travel? Will you not go out of your country again? Will you not leave your village? Because we're talking about country. Very soon they will tell you airline will tell you to carry a particular card so that you don't infect other people in the plane. Won't you travel by air again? Then they will now come to public transportation, both private and government owned. And they will tell you, because other people are there, where's your card that you are vaccinated? That is what Satan wanted to achieve with this flu that they call COVID-19 that shook the whole world. So that everybody will come to agreement that vaccines should be created. And the vaccines, everybody is rushing to be the first to create the vaccine because of the commercial gain. You know,
as of today, there's one that's been put up by Pfizer. It's 90% effective.
That is it. And when you say Pfizer, Russia, they are bringing up their own. China, they are bringing up their own. Americans are fighting very hard, you know, to bring up their own. And everybody is trying to bring out there. And eventually, one will be accepted by the World Health Organization. And if you look at it, the good side of it is that you are protected from that virus. So wouldn't you want to be protected from that virus?
Of course.
Okay. Now somebody, some preacher will now come and tell you Christians don't like Jehovah Witness that will not accept blood transfusion. You know, and you see what they suffer from. You know, and they suffer by that, I mean to say, when they go to hospitals.
Wow.
And so don't let anybody teach you that you should not take a vaccine now. I repeat, before they get to that stage, because we are using phone now. I think we were taught before that television is evil. Brother Abraham said television is evil. The Holy Ghost said you should carry a gun and shoot that thing. And enter message believer believing in it. They didn't know that television was testing. So that everybody, Satan was getting a means by which he will bring his agenda and his programs, how he will promote them, and give the knowledge. The knowledge of television, I repeat, science is not knowledge from God.
Amen.
It's not knowledge from God. And that is the knowledge that God warned us against, because it will take us away from Him. It will destroy His creature, and it will create confusion. It's knowledge of science that produces guns.
That's right.
And one irony that I found, and none of you have been able to satisfy my curiosity, one of the most prestigious awards on earth today is a Nobel Prize winner. Even in Nigeria here, we have a professor that is a Nobel Prize winner. And when I ask, who is Nobel? Nobel is the inventor of explosives. All that bullet, he created it. And according to what I read somewhere, when he realized the danger, created by that scientific invention. Because he created it, he has the patents. So every bullet, every explosive you manufacture, he has royalty.
Wow.
It's patented. The knowledge. So, he has died long ago, but the foundation is still collecting the millions of all over the world. That is what is used to destroy and kill the one another all over the world, bombs and everything, explosives. And then the same person again is peace, is seeking for peace. The contradiction is too much for me to understand. Nobel Peace Award, peace winner. And he celebrated, the winner celebrated. You create a problem. Then people who are trying to stop it, you are giving them a word.
Knowledge of good and evil.
That's why I said science is of the devil.
Amen.
God did not give scientific knowledge. That's why. By scientific knowledge, they created the giants in Genesis chapter 6. God destroyed the world. By scientific knowledge, he created Tower of Babel. God scattered that thing. Now, by scientific knowledge, again, they are now creating Internet of Things. Okay, watch and see. It is an end time sign. God is going to put an end to it after he harvests his people, because this time is total cleansing with fire. Not the hellfire yet, though.
Yes, sir.
Just to cleanse it and rearrange the earth for Christ and us to come here and now rule without science. God bless you.
Thank you so much, sir. In fact, this has established me the more. Where is your heart? Are you expecting the worldly utopia that science is going to give to us? Which will never happen, because God will not allow it. Or are you seeking for that city where the lamb is
led? I know somebody will hear me and say, you say science is of the devil, just like Boko Haram. Boko Haram means Western education is forbidden. Yet, that gun is created for the West. Their own too is a confusion.
That's true.
Because they are busy destroying everywhere and then claiming that it's religion. God doesn't do like that.
No.
Now you say, but Pastor, you are using science. Even in science, I'm broadcasting to the whole world now. Mm. It is science that everything in me is science. Even my glass is science. Everything is science. But I'm telling you, when we use this carefully and be watchful, that when it gets to a level where this scientific invention begins to go against the program of God and no longer glorifies God, Christians, you should be careful how you use these scientific inventions. God bless you.
Is that why Prophet Branham calls this civilization Satan's Eden?
But it is Satan's Eden.
Okay.
Because God's Eden
had no death
until Satan came and took over.
And like you said, every invention produces death.
It produces death.
Every scientific invention produces death.
This is not God's Eden. But we are coming back to God.
Hallelujah. Wow, we are coming back to God's Eden.
Yes. So
that
sure
comforts me.
You make the rapture, Olumide.
Ah, sir. I'll be there. By the grace of God, I'll be there. And I hope you'll be there too. Thank you for watching Rapture Watch. Thank you for watching Bright TV. Thank you for sponsoring Bright TV.